This is a CK to Z news update.
Manson's Community Hall is the venue this Saturday night, November 26th, for Hall Pass, the first music show organized locally by Amaris Daniel, who loves to get people together for a good time. With musician friends coming to visit and lots of history between them putting on events and making music in Montreal, Daniel jumped on the opportunity to throw an event for his new community. He said the name Hall Pass is a riff on Manson's Hall and a throwback to school days. Quote, "It's like we're giving you a hall pass to have a good time and dance it up for the evening." End quote. The headlining duo, Potato Head People, create jazz-influenced hip-hop with elements of 80s to 90s funk and modern house music. Here is organizer Amaris Daniel with more details.
So you've got this show coming up this Saturday night. Could you tell people what they can expect?
Totally. It's my friend, Potato Head People, who I've known and worked together on music with for years.
They're vinyl record enthusiasts, and we'll probably be playing from the vinyl collection and then some originals as well. Potato Head will be playing, myself will be playing some vinyl records and some originals, and then we've got a local person that I met named Carmona King, met her skateboarding in the neighborhood here on Cortez, and she's super cool. She'll be playing sort of funky, housey kind of stuff. Should be a good time.
Yeah, I'm enjoying hearing about the funk components of this.
Totally. I mean, Nate Drobner, who's one half of Potato Head People, is an extremely talented musician. He plays bass, plays guitar, plays piano, plays almost every instrument you can name, and has played in bands for his whole life, so he's an incredible funk musician. And Nick Wisdom, the other half, you know, deeply, deeply influenced by 80s funk. We used to run a night together in Montreal weekly. It's called Melt. And yeah, we met these two Montreal musicians who were, they played only boogie funk on vinyl records. And that sort of opened up the door to funk for us. So Nick has 2,500 boogie funk records. And I have quite a significant collection myself.
Great. So how would you describe your music?
Yeah, I make a similar style music to Potato Head People, like jazz-influenced hip-hop. I really like J Dilla, and I really like older progressive rock of the 70s. So I've done a number of projects. I'm working on a 90s house project right now that's all no samples. Just my DX7 and bass guitar, and yeah, it should be done in the next couple of months. We'll have to take a look at it.
Oh, very fun. Very fun. So it sounds like lots of funky, danceable grooves to expect for this coming Saturday. Always. And I think you mentioned that the Potato Head People have also worked with quite a number of pretty well-known artists.
Definitely, yeah. We have. Just on their last project, it came out in 2020, their last full-length LP, Mellow Fantasy. They worked with a number of artists. I would say probably the most notable name on that record is De La Soul, which, you know, kind of hip-hop legends.
Yeah.
They've been around for a long time, and they're still releasing music today, but that's just one of the many artists that Potato Head People have worked with. They've worked with Fife Dawg before his passing from A Tribe Called Quest out of Montreal, who used to play our night all the time and would come by to our studio. And yeah, good guy. And then Illa J is Big Dilla's younger brother. They produced his self-titled album called Illa J. Highly recommend checking that out. It's very funky, not totally what you'd expect. And it could probably keep the list going. A lot of local BC musicians as well.
It sounds like they're really well connected in the music scene.
Yeah, I think that the music speaks for itself. They just started putting out music on their own label in 2009-10. And people just started to reach out and wanted to work with them. So it's really music forward for them. It wasn't really about making connections. It's just about expressing themselves through the music, which is, in my opinion, what it should be.
Sure. Yeah, focus on the art and the expression and inspiration. So you've been working together in Montreal. Were you all living there at one time?
Myself and Nick Wisdom moved to Montreal right around the same time. We've known each other previously, but yeah, since we were in the same city at the same time, we
decided to do a weekly event and get some locals together, and we ended up working together a lot on a lot of music, had a studio out there, and yeah, we played probably, I would say, the majority of the mid to large size venues in Montreal, Society of Arts and Technologies, all of the festivals, Picnic Electronique, and the street festivals and all that, but we moved back just maybe 5-6 years ago to Vancouver, and then myself to Cortez last year.
But it must be exciting to have this opportunity to revisit all that again.
Definitely, yeah. I've lived in the city my whole life, but I used to come out to Quadra Island a lot. My grandparents lived there, and I really love this area, so I feel super blessed to be a part of the community.
Great. We're looking forward to the show. How can people get their tickets?
Yeah, people want to get tickets in advance. We're not really doing the traditional ticket system. If you want to just send an e-transfer to my company, Morning People Beanery, and just specify it's Morning, just spell like Morning, and then just the letters PPL, beanery@gmail.com. Yeah, that's $10 in advance, and then I'll put you right on the list. You come through, you just give me your name or your email, and you're good to go. And then if that doesn't work out, it's $15 at the door. Show starts at 8 at the Manson's Landing Hall. I'm excited to see everybody there, and I hope people come out. Should be an opportunity to cut it loose on the dance floor. And yeah, have a good time. I hope to do more events like this.
Once again, the Funk, Hip Hop, and House Music Show Hall Pass is this Saturday, November 26th. From 8 p.m. to midnight at Manson's Hall. For CKTZ News, I'm Anastasia Avakumova.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.